This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
We're back here on RNIB Connect Radio, poolside at the Paris 2024 Paralympic Games, and I'm with Scarlett Humphrey, who's just got a sixth in her final race of her first ever Paralympic Games. Scarlett, how has the sort of games been for you and also your sister Eliza?
We've really enjoyed it. It's been a great experience, and we've really enjoyed the atmosphere. Learned a lot, you know, staying away for like 3 weeks of the holiday camp and then coming here. But yeah, no, we've really enjoyed it. It's been a great experience. Very grateful to have this opportunity to race against the best in the world.
And I think you were in the 4 100 metres relay last night.
Yeah, that was great fun, yeah. It was a great performance by everyone to get fourth, and we swam very well. We beat our time from last year by 4 seconds. So yeah, we're all very proud of what we did last night, and it's great that we can get a vision impaired relay together, because we haven't had one for so many years. So hopefully we have that to stay and keep Great Britain on the relay front for the VI swimmers.
Yeah, because I think it's a great showcase for visually impaired people to, you know, to see you, your sister and everyone else swimming over the Paralympic Games. It's a great advert.
Yeah, I think having VI swimmers at a Paralympic shows that what VI people can do with regards to sport, and gives the next generation role models to look up to, but also parents of children, young people, the inspiration that their children can not just compete in sport but succeed, but also if they want to just take it recreationally, that the sports are accessible and can be completed to whatever level somebody would like to do it to.
Well, hopefully you'll have a bit of time to relax now and maybe watch some of the other Paralympic Games as they go on.
Yeah, looking forward to watching the rest of our teammates in the last couple of days of racing.
Well, Scarlett, thank you very much indeed for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio, and everyone wishes you and your sister all the best in the future as you go forward, maybe to LA in 2028.
Thank you, yeah.